Okay, so we're diving into AI for event planning and even starting businesses today. You sent over some really cool excerpts, originally in Korean, about this. Looks like we're going to figure out how AI can totally change the game, whether it's small workshops or launching, like whole companies, right?
Yeah, exactly. We want to give you the insights you can actually use without getting lost in all the technical stuff.
So it's like AI for like the everyday person who wants to plan an event or be an entrepreneur.
Right.
Okay, awesome. So let's start with AI as like your event planning buddy, right?
Yeah.
Some of the stuff in the source material really caught my eye. Like, could this actually replace like brainstorming meetings or, tons of spreadsheets?
It's not so much about replacing, it's more like enhancing them. Think about it. Instead of like spending hours searching for venues, AI can look at thousands of options super fast. Like it can factor in your budget and how many people you're having and even accessibility needs. Yeah, and it can suggest like cool venues you might not have thought of, like rooftop gardens or art galleries.
That's a huge time saver for sure.
Yeah.
But what about the creative parts of event planning? Can AI really help with like coming up with new ideas or
Oh
themes?
yeah, definitely. Let's say you're planning a product launch. AI can look at current trends, what your competitors are doing, and even social media to suggest themes and activities that would work for your audience.
Oh, cool.
It might say like have an interactive demo or a social media contest or a photo booth with a theme, something perfect for Instagram.
Right.
It can even look at your past events and see like what worked and suggest how to make things better.
That's so smart. So it's like having a whole team of event planners, but it's AI.
Exactly.
Okay, but let's get down to the really important stuff checklist.
Yeah.
The source material made AI-powered checklists sound kind of crazy. Like, how are they different from the normal, pen and paper kind?
Well, normal checklists are like fixed,
Yeah.
but AI checklists change, they adapt. Like, let's say you're planning a wedding and suddenly the weather says it's going to rain on your outdoor ceremony.
Oh no.
Right. The AI can automatically change your checklist, adding things like finding an indoor backup spot or renting tents.
Okay.
It's like a personal assistant who's always thinking ahead and making sure you're organized no matter what happens.
Wow, so it's not just about reminding you to buy stamps. It's like it's problem solving for you too.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what about budgeting? Can AI really help with something as like complicated as money for an event?
Oh, totally. With AI, budgeting becomes like strategic instead of just a chore. Instead
Right.
of just using spreadsheets, AI can make budget models that change as you spend money, get vendor quotes, or even if unexpected costs pop up.
I see.
For example, say the price of flowers suddenly goes way up.
Oh, yeah.
The AI might suggest using different decorations or adjusting other parts of the budget to make up for it. It's about always having a clear picture of your finances so you can make good decisions,
Yeah, so it's not just tracking what you spend, it's about being smart with your money and avoiding those like surprise costs that can really hurt.
Right.
All right, let's talk marketing, because even the best planned event
Yeah.
needs people to show up, right? How does AI step up the marketing game?
It takes the guesswork out. AI analyzes like tons of data to figure out who your audience is, what are the best ways to reach them, and even suggest specific content that they'll like.
Oh,
Like,
interesting.
say you're planning a conference for young professionals.
Oh, yeah.
The AI might recommend focusing on LinkedIn and Instagram
Oh.
using like professional articles and posts that look really good visually.
So it's all about targeting the right people with the right message at the right time.
Exactly.
Does it get even more specific than that? Like suggesting what to actually post?
Oh yeah. Imagine you're promoting a new cafe opening. AI can look at social media trends, what your competitors are doing, and even things like local demographics to come up with content ideas, like Instagram stories showing off your signature drinks or TikTok videos that show how cozy your cafe is.
Right.
And it can even tell you the best time to post to get the most people to see it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've seen how AI can help us plan, budget, market, and even do those super detailed checklists. But what about using all this power to actually start a business? The source material talk a lot about that, like how AI can help build a business from scratch.
Yeah, it's really helpful when you're just coming up with an idea. Let's say you love healthy food and you're thinking about starting a meal delivery service. AI can look at market trends, what customers want, and what your competitors are offering to help you, like, refine your idea.
Oh, I see.
It can help you find your niche, you know, and even predict how much demand there might be in your area.
That sounds pretty amazing. It's like having a business consultant and a market research team all in one.
Exactly.
So what about those first steps, like figuring out your business structure and all the legal stuff? That could be kind of scary.
Yeah, AI can make it a lot less confusing.
Okay.
It can help you pick the right legal structure, like an LLC or sole proprietorship, based on what you need and what your goals are. And it can even help you understand, like, the tax stuff for each structure and give you guidance on how to register.
That'll be a huge relief for anyone who's, like, intimidated by all that legal and financial stuff.
Definitely.
But what about once the business is, you know, up and running? Can AI really help with the day-to-day stuff?
Oh, yeah. AI can totally change how businesses operate. It can optimize everything from inventory management to supply chains and even personalized customer experiences.
Right.
And it can even predict future sales trends.
That's incredible. Can you give an example of how AI can be used to, like, actually optimize operations in a real business?
Sure. Let's say you own a restaurant. AI can look at your past sales data, weather patterns, local events, and even social media trends to predict how many customers you're likely to have each day.
Oh, wow.
That lets you order the right amount of food, schedule the right number of staff, and even, like, change your menu based on what people might want.
That's pretty amazing.
Right. It's all about making decisions based on data to be more efficient and make more profit.
All right. This is seriously blowing my mind. We've talked about ideas, planning, budgeting, marketing, legal things, and even making day-to-day operations better. Is there anything left for us humans to do?
Well, remember, AI is a powerful tool, but it's not, like, magic. It can give us amazing insights, but it's still up to us humans to understand those insights, make decisions, and actually run our businesses.
That's a really good point. It's about finding that balance between using AI and using our own human creativity and intuition and judgment.
Exactly. It's a partnership, not a replacement.
Okay. This has been super insightful so far. We've covered a ton, but I'm really interested in learning more about how AI actually uses data to get all these insights. The source material talked a lot about data-driven decision-making, but what does that actually look like in practice?
Yeah, AI's power is all about analyzing tons of data, finding patterns that we might miss, and giving us valuable insights that can help us make better business decisions. It's like having a whole team of data analysts working 24/7 to help you understand your audience, your market, and your business better than ever before.
Okay. That makes sense. Can you give us, like, a specific example of how AI uses data to spot new trends?
Sure. Let's say you're in the fashion industry.
Okay.
AI can analyze social media posts, fashion blogs, online searches, and even street style photos to figure out what's trending in colors, fabrics, and style.
Really?
Yeah. That helps you design and make clothes that are not only stylish, but also what people actually want to buy.
So it's like predicting the future of fashion.
Exactly. It's about staying ahead of the curve and knowing what people will want before they even know it themselves.
That's incredible. But can AI also help businesses see potential problems or challenges in the market?
Definitely. AI can track things like news articles, industry reports, social media conversations, and even changes in laws to find potential threats or challenges that could impact your business.
Wow.
Like, it could warn you about a new competitor coming into the market or a change in how customers are behaving that might affect your sales.
So it's not just about finding opportunities. It's also about, like, mitigating risks and staying ahead of potential problems.
Right.
Okay, that's super valuable.
Yeah.
What about competitor analysis? Can AI help businesses understand their competition better?
Oh, for sure. AI can be an amazing tool for that.
How so?
It can gather information from websites, social media, customer reviews, and even financial reports to give you a complete picture of your competitors.
Wow.
You can see their strengths and weaknesses, what strategies they're using, and even their pricing.
It's like having a secret weapon.
Yeah, kind of.
But even with all this AI stuff, good old-fashioned customer service is still important, right? So where does AI fit into all of this?
Well, AI is changing customer service, too, by giving businesses the tools to offer really personalized support, automate those routine tasks, and even predict what customers might need before they even ask.
Wait, predict what customers need? How is that even possible?
It's pretty cool, actually. AI can look at things like past purchases, what customers have looked at online, and even their social media activity to find patterns and predict what they might need in the future.
Okay, interesting.
For example, if someone buys coffee beans a lot, the AI might recommend a new grinder or a subscription service.
Whoa, that makes sense. So it's like having a super smart customer service rep who knows your customers really, really well.
Yep, exactly.
But what about those more complicated customer issues that actually need a human to help?
AI can be helpful there too.
It can analyze emails, chat logs, and even phone calls to figure out what's causing a problem, suggest solutions, and even send the issue to the best person to handle it.
So it's not about replacing human customer service reps. It's more like giving them the tools and information they need to do their jobs even better.
Exactly. It's about making the customer experience better and building stronger relationships with them.
All right. We've covered a lot about how AI uses data to generate insights and improve all sorts of things in running a business. But what about the marketing side? Can AI really help create better marketing campaigns?
Oh, absolutely. AI is totally changing the way businesses do marketing. It helps them create really personalized campaigns, target the right people super accurately, and spend their marketing budget in a way that gets the best results.
Wow, that sounds like every marketer's dream. Can you give us an example of how AI can personalize marketing messages?
Sure. Imagine you have an online clothing store. AI can look at what a customer has browsed on your site, what they've bought before, and even what they do on social media to recommend products that they're actually interested in.
Oh, cool.
And then you can send them personalized emails showing them things that match their style and what they like.
That's so much better than sending those generic mass emails that everyone just ignores. What about finding the right audience? How does AI help with that?
Well, AI can look at demographic data, online behavior, interests, and even purchase history to figure out who your ideal customer is.
I see.
And then you can target your marketing specifically towards those people who are most likely to actually buy from you.
That's super valuable. It's all about making sure every dollar you spend on marketing actually counts.
Exactly.
So what about optimizing ad spending? That can be really tough, especially for small businesses that don't have a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, AI can help with that too.
How so?
It can analyze data from your past campaigns, industry benchmarks, and even what your competitors are doing to figure out the best ad platforms, bidding strategies, and even the best words to use in your ads to really connect with your target audience.
So it's like having a super smart marketing consultant who can help you avoid making expensive mistakes.
Right.
Okay, that's amazing. But what about social media? Keeping up with social media can be a full-time job in itself. How can AI help businesses manage that better?
AI can be a big help with social media. It can help you schedule your posts for the best times to get people engaged, analyze who your audience is and what they like, and even suggest content ideas that will resonate with them.
So it's like having a social media manager who never sleeps and always knows what's trending.
Pretty much.
But what about actually creating engaging content? That takes creativity, right?
AI can't completely replace human creativity, but it can definitely help. It can analyze trending topics, popular hashtags, and what your competitors are doing on social media to suggest content ideas that will get people's attention.
That's really helpful for anyone who's ever struggled to come up with new ideas or felt overwhelmed by having to create so much content all the time.
Definitely.
But what about analyzing how well your social media campaigns are doing? How can AI help businesses understand what's working and what's not?
Well, AI can track important metrics like engagement, reach, and conversions to give you valuable insights into how your campaigns are performing. It can even tell you which posts are doing well with your audience and which ones aren't.
That's awesome. It's like having a data analyst who can help you figure out what's working and how to make your social media strategy even better.
Exactly. It's all about using data to make smarter decisions and get the most out of your social media efforts.
Okay, we've talked a lot about how AI can be used for marketing and social media. But what about the financial side of things? Can AI really help businesses manage their finances better?
AI is revolutionizing financial management. It can automate those boring tasks, provide insights in real time, and even help businesses make better investment decisions.
That sounds amazing for anyone who hates dealing with spreadsheets and financial reports. Can you give us an example of how AI can automate financial tasks?
Imagine never having to manually categorize your expenses or reconcile your bank statements again.
Oh, that would be a dream.
That's the power of AI-powered accounting software. It can categorize transactions automatically, find potential errors, and even create financial reports with just a click.
That would free up so much time and energy for business owners to focus on other things. What about getting those real-time financial insights? How does AI help with that?
Well, AI can constantly analyze your financial data to spot trends, identify potential problems, and even predict your future cash flow.
So it's like having a virtual CFO who's always watching your finances and warning you about any potential issues before they become big problems.
Exactly. It's all about having a clear understanding of your financial situation so you can make informed decisions.
That's really valuable. But what about making smarter investment decisions? That seems like a really complicated area for AI to handle.
AI can definitely help with that. It can look at market trends, company performance data, and even news sentiment to find potential investment opportunities that match your financial goals and how much risk you're comfortable with.
It's like having a personal financial advisor who can help you navigate the confusing world of investing and make smart decisions.
Right. It's about using AI to make your money work better for you.
Okay, we've covered a lot about how AI can be used to streamline all sorts of things when it comes to running a business, from marketing and social media to customer service and financial management. But I'm curious, are there any areas where AI is still falling short? Like, what are some of the limitations of this technology?
AI has come a long way, but it's important to remember that it's still pretty new and has its limitations.
Okay, that makes sense.
One of the biggest challenges is making sure that AI systems are trained using data that's fair and unbiased. We don't want them to repeat the biases that already exist in society.
That's a really important point. We need to be careful about the ethical implications of AI and make sure it's used responsibly and fairly. Are there any other limitations we should be aware of?
Another limitation is that AI systems are only as good as the data they're trained on. If the data is incomplete, inaccurate, or biased, the AI's results will be flawed too. And it's also important to remember that AI isn't a magic solution that can fix everything. It's a tool that needs to be used thoughtfully and strategically alongside human expertise and judgment.
Those are all important things to keep in mind. It's about finding that balance between the power of AI and recognizing its limitations. So, with all that said, what are some key takeaways for our listeners who are interested in starting to use AI in their businesses?
Well, one key takeaway is that AI isn't some futuristic concept anymore. It's here, it's now, and businesses of all sizes can use it. The important thing is to start exploring the different AI-powered tools and platforms out there and find the ones that match your specific needs and goals.
That's great advice. It's about being open to the possibilities and not being afraid of the technology. What are some other key takeaways our listeners should remember?
Another important thing to remember is that AI isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. You need to experiment with different tools and approaches to see what works best for your business and your industry. And keep in mind that AI is constantly changing and improving. What's cutting edge today might be outdated tomorrow.
That's both exciting and a little daunting. It means we need to be lifelong learners and constantly adapt and evolve as these technologies keep changing.
Exactly. It's about embracing the journey and being open to new possibilities.
Okay, this has been incredibly insightful. We've covered so much, but now I'm really curious to dive deeper into how AI actually uses data to generate all these amazing insights. The source material talked a lot about data-driven decision-making, but what does that really look like in practice?
Well, the power of AI lies in its ability to analyze huge amounts of data, identify patterns that humans might miss, and extract valuable insights that can inform business decisions. It's like having a whole team of data analysts working around the clock to help you understand your target audience, your market, and your business better than ever before.
That's fascinating. Can you give us an example of how AI uses data to spot emerging trends?
Sure. Let's say you're in the fashion industry. AI can analyze things like social media posts, fashion blogs, online searches, and even street-style photos to identify emerging trends in colors, fabrics, and silhouettes.
Wow, really?
Yeah. This allows you to design and produce clothing that's not only stylish, but also in high demand. It's about staying ahead of the curve and anticipating what consumers will want before they even know it themselves.
That's incredible. It's like having a crystal ball that can predict the future of fashion. But can AI also help businesses identify potential threats or challenges in the market?
Absolutely. AI can monitor news articles, industry reports, social media conversations, and even changes in legislation to identify potential threats or challenges that could impact your business. For example, it might alert you to a new competitor entering the market or a change in consumer behavior that could affect your sales.
So it's not just about identifying opportunities, it's also about mitigating risks and staying ahead of potential problems. That's incredibly valuable for any business owner. What about competitor analysis? How can AI help businesses understand their competition better?
AI can be an incredibly powerful tool for competitor analysis. It can gather data from websites, social media profiles, customer reviews, and even financial reports to provide a comprehensive overview of your competitors' strengths, weaknesses, strategies, and even their pricing models.
It's like having a secret weapon that gives you a peek inside your competitor's playbook.
Yes.
But let's be honest, even in this age of AI, good old-fashioned customer service still matters. Where does AI fit into all of this?
AI is transforming customer service by providing businesses with tools to offer personalized support, automate routine tasks, and even predict customer needs before they arise.
Wait, predict customer needs? How is that even possible?
AI can analyze customer data like past purchases, browsing history, and even social media activity to identify patterns and predict future needs. For example, if a customer frequently purchases coffee beans, the AI might recommend a new grinder or a subscription service.
Okay, that's pretty slick. It's like having a virtual customer service rep who knows your customers better than they know themselves. But what about handling those more complex customer issues that require human intervention?
AI can be incredibly helpful in those situations, too. It can analyze customer emails, chat logs, and even phone calls to identify the root cause of a problem, suggest potential solutions, and even route the issue to the most qualified human representative.
So it's not about replacing human customer service agents. It's about empowering them with the tools and information they need to provide the best possible support.
Exactly. It's about using AI to enhance the customer experience and build stronger relationships.
Okay. We've covered a lot in terms of how AI uses data to generate insights and optimize various aspects of running the business. But what about the marketing side of things? Can AI really help businesses create more effective marketing campaigns?
AI is revolutionizing the way businesses approach marketing by enabling them to create highly personalized campaigns, target the right audience with laser precision, and optimize their spending for maximum impact.
Well, that sounds like a marketing dream come true. Can you give us an example of how AI can be used to personalize marketing messages?
Let's say you own an online clothing store. AI can analyze a customer's browsing history, past purchases, and even their social media activity to recommend products they're most likely to be interested in. This allows you to send personalized email marketing campaigns showcasing items that align with their individual style and preferences.
That's so much more effective than sending generic mass emails that end up in the spam folder. What about targeting the right audience? How does AI help with that?
AI can analyze demographic data, online behavior, interests, and even purchase history to identify your ideal customer profile and target your marketing efforts towards individuals who are most likely to convert into paying customers.
That's incredibly valuable. It's about making every marketing dollar count. But what about optimizing ad spending? That can be a real challenge, especially for small businesses with limited budgets.
AI can help. It can analyze data from past campaigns, industry benchmarks, and even competitor strategies to identify the most effective ad platforms, bidding strategies, and even ad copy that's likely to resonate with your target audience. This allows you to allocate your budget strategically and maximize your return on investment.
So it's like having a virtual marketing consultant who can help you make data-driven decisions and avoid costly mistakes. But what about social media? That can be a full-time job in itself. How can AI help businesses manage their social media presence more effectively?
AI can be a powerful tool for managing your social media presence. It can help you schedule posts for optimal engagement, analyze your audience demographics and interests, and even suggest content ideas that are likely to resonate with your followers.
So it's like having a social media manager who never sleeps and is always up to date on the latest trends. But what about creating engaging content? That requires creativity, right?
While AI can't replace human creativity entirely, it can certainly help. It can analyze trending topics, popular hashtags, and even your competitors' social media strategies to suggest content ideas that are likely to grab attention and generate engagement.
That's a huge help for anyone who's ever struggled with writer's block or felt overwhelmed by the constant demand for fresh content. But what about analyzing the performance of social media campaigns? How can AI help businesses understand what's working and what's not?
AI can provide valuable insights into the performance of your social media campaigns by tracking key metrics like engagement, reach, and conversions. It can even identify which posts are resonating with your audience and which ones are falling flat.
So it's like having a data analyst who can help you understand what's working, what's not, and how to optimize your social media strategy for maximum impact.
Exactly. It's all about using data to make smarter decisions and get the most out of your social media efforts.
Okay, we've covered a lot in terms of how AI can be used for marketing and social media. But what about the financial side of things? Can AI really help businesses manage their finances more effectively?
AI is transforming financial management by automating tedious tasks, providing real-time insights, and even helping businesses make smarter investment decisions.
That sounds like a game changer for anyone who's ever dreaded dealing with spreadsheets and financial reports. Can you give us an example of how AI can automate financial tasks?
Imagine a world where you never have to manually categorize expenses or reconcile bank statements again. That's the power of AI-powered accounting software. It can automatically categorize transactions, flag potential errors, and even generate financial reports with the click of a button.
That would free up so much time and energy for business owners to focus on more strategic tasks. But what about providing real-time financial insights? How does AI help with that?
AI can analyze your financial data in real time to identify trends, spot potential problems, and even forecast future cash flow. It's like having a virtual CFO who's always keeping an eye on your finances and alerting you to potential issues before they become major problems.
That's incredibly valuable. It's all about having a clear understanding of your financial situation so you can make informed decisions. But what about making smarter investment decisions? That seems like a pretty complex area for AI to handle.
AI can analyze market trends, company performance data, and even news sentiment to identify potential investment opportunities that align with your financial goals and risk tolerance.
It's like having a personal financial advisor who can help you navigate the complex world of investing and make data-driven decisions.
Exactly. It's about using AI to make your money work smarter for you.
Welcome back. So before we went to that quick break, we were talking about the amazing potential of AI and, you know, some key things for businesses wanting to use it. Now let's switch gears a little and see how AI is actually changing specific industries. The source material had some really interesting examples of this, like real-world stuff.
Definitely. One area where AI is making a huge difference is healthcare. Imagine a world where AI can analyze, like, medical images to find diseases way earlier and more accurately than human doctors can, or even personalized treatment plans based on someone's genes.
That sounds kind of like science fiction, but it's really happening now.
It is. AI is already being used to help diagnose things like cancer, heart disease, even eye diseases. It's even being used to develop new drugs and therapies much faster than before.
That's pretty incredible. It seems like AI could really change healthcare as we know it. What about the financial industry? How's AI being used there?
AI is transforming finance in a bunch of ways. It's automating things like trading and investments, spotting fraud, and even making customer service better. For example, they're using AI-powered chatbots to answer customer questions, give financial advice, and even help people open accounts.
So it's not all about making money. It's about making, like, financial stuff easier and friendlier for people to use, too.
Right.
Okay, that's really interesting. What are some other ways they're using AI in finance?
They're using it to assess credit risk, catch fraudulent transactions, and even personalize financial products and services based on what people need and what their goals are. It's all about using data to make smarter decisions, you know, reduce risk, and just make the whole customer experience better.
That makes sense. So it sounds like AI is having a big impact on both the customer-facing side and the behind-the-scenes stuff in financial institutions. What about other industries? Are there other places where AI is making a big difference?
Oh, definitely. AI is being used to do things like optimize supply chains in retail, make learning more personalized in education, and even create more engaging entertainment experiences. For example, streaming services like Netflix and Spotify use AI to recommend movies, TV shows, and music based on what you've watched or listened to before.
It's like having a personal entertainment expert. What are some other cool examples of AI in entertainment?
They're using it to create those realistic special effects in movies and video games, you know, and to generate personalized news feeds. And they're even using it to compose music and write scripts.
Wow, it seems like AI is becoming a part of pretty much every part of our lives. But with all this talk about AI changing industries and, you know, automating jobs, I'm wondering, what does this mean for the future of work? Are robots going to take over all our jobs?
That's a question a lot of people are asking. And while it's true that AI will automate some tasks and even whole job roles, it'll also create new opportunities and require new skills. The important thing is to be able to adapt and always be learning.
So it's not about being afraid of AI. It's more about understanding what it can do and, like, preparing for how work is changing. What are some skills that will be really important in a world where AI is everywhere?
Well, things like critical thinking, problem solving, creativity, and emotional intelligence will be even more important as AI takes over those routine tasks. And it'll also be crucial to be adaptable, tech savvy, and comfortable working with AI systems.
It sounds like the jobs of the future will need a mix of technical skills and those human skills we were just talking about. What are some specific jobs you think will be really important in an AI-driven world?
I think we'll see a big need for data scientists, AI engineers, and machine learning specialists. But we'll also need people who can bridge the gap between AI and humans, you know, like AI trainers, explainability experts, and even AI ethicists.
Wow, those are some interesting job titles. It seems like there will be opportunities for people with all sorts of skills and backgrounds. But what about the people who are worried about losing their jobs to AI? What advice would you give them?
I'd say embrace lifelong learning and focus on developing skills that complement AI. Look for opportunities to upskill or reskill in areas where human skills are still really important. You know, things like creativity, empathy, and complex problem solving. The key is to stay ahead of the curve and be ready to adapt as the workplace keeps changing.
That's great advice. It's about being proactive and taking charge of your own career path. But with all this focus on AI and how work is changing, it's easy to get lost in the technical stuff and forget about the bigger picture. What are some of the ethical things we need to be thinking about as AI becomes more and more part of our lives?
One of the biggest concerns is that AI could actually make existing biases worse. You see, if AI systems are trained using biased data, they'll produce biased results. We have to make sure AI is developed and used in a way that's fair, equitable, and doesn't have those biases.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's about making sure that AI helps create a more just and fair society, not make existing inequalities worse.
What are some other ethical worries we should be thinking about? Another worry is that AI could be used for bad things. You know, like surveillance, manipulation, or even autonomous weapon systems. It's really important to have ethical guidelines and regulations to control how AI is developed and used, making sure it's used for good and not for harm.
Okay, those are all super important things to think about. It's about making sure AI is used responsibly and ethically, and that it fits with our values as a society. But let's not forget about all the good things AI can do. How can we use this technology to tackle some of the biggest challenges facing the world?
Oh, yeah. AI has the potential to help us solve some of those really tough problems like climate change, poverty, disease, and hunger. For example, they're using AI to develop renewable energy sources, make food production more efficient, and even personalize education to reach people who don't have access to good education. It's about using AI to make the world a better place, basically.
That's a really inspiring vision. It gives me hope that we can use technology to make a real positive impact. But with all the potential benefits and risks of AI, it can be tough to know where to even begin. What advice would you give someone who wants to learn more about AI and explore what it can do?
There's a ton of information out there. You can find resources online, at libraries, everywhere. You can take online courses, go to workshops, read books and articles, even try building your own AI models using those open source tools.
Yeah.
The key is to be curious, explore different things, and find what works best for you and how you learn.
That's great advice about being proactive and taking the time to learn about this amazing technology that's changing everything. Were there any specific resources you'd recommend?
Websites like Coursera and EdX have a lot of online courses on AI, machine learning, and data science. You can also find good information and tutorials on websites like TensorFlow and PyTorch, which are those open source machine learning platforms we were talking about. And of course, there are tons of books and articles on AI, both online and in libraries.
Okay, cool. It sounds like there's something out there for everyone, no matter what their background is in tech. But with so much information available, it can be hard to know where to start. What advice would you give to someone who's just beginning to learn about AI?
I'd say start with the basics. Learn about the different types of AI, how machine learning works, and the key concepts and words they use in the field. Once you have a good foundation, you can start exploring those more specific areas that you're interested in.
That's a great approach. Start with the fundamentals and build from there. But with AI changing so fast, how can we make sure what we know stays up to date?
It's important to keep learning about the latest stuff happening in AI by following industry blogs, going to conferences, and connecting with other people who are interested in AI. There are also lots of online communities and forums where you can ask questions, share what you've learned, and stay up to date on the latest trends.
That's a great idea. It's all about being part of a community of people who are learning and constantly expanding their knowledge. But with all the hype around AI, it's easy to get caught up in the excitement and forget about how we can actually use it. How can we make sure we're using AI in a way that's both innovative and makes a real difference?
The key is to focus on solving those real-world problems, you know? Think about the challenges you or your business are facing and see if AI can help you address them. It's about using AI to create something valuable and make a positive impact.
That's a really good point. It's about using AI to make our lives better, not just to show off the latest tech to our friends. But as AI becomes more and more a part of our lives, we need to think about what it means for our privacy and security. How can we make sure AI is used in a way that protects our personal data and respects our rights as individuals?
That's a super important question. As AI systems become smarter and more common, we need to have clear rules and regulations for data privacy and security. We also need to be careful about the possibility of AI being used for surveillance or control. It's about finding that balance between using the power of AI and protecting our basic rights.
Those are all really important things to think about. It's about using AI in a way that's both helpful and ethical. But with so much at stake, it's easy to feel overwhelmed or even scared by how complicated AI is. What advice would you give to someone who's feeling anxious about the future of AI?
I'd say be curious and approach AI with an open mind. Remember that AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. It's up to us to decide how we use this powerful technology and what kind of future we create with it.
That's really empowering. It reminds us that we're not just watching this technological revolution happen, we're actually shaping it, but we're still in the early stages of developing AI. What are some of the challenges we need to overcome to really unlock the full potential of AI?
One of the biggest challenges is creating AI systems that are more robust, reliable, and trustworthy. Right now, AI systems can be a little fragile and prone to making mistakes, especially when they encounter data that's different from what they were trained on. We need to develop AI systems that are more adaptable, resilient, and can learn from their mistakes.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's about building AI systems that we can trust to make good decisions, especially in situations where the stakes are high. What are some other challenges we need to tackle?
Another challenge is developing AI systems that are more explainable and transparent. As AI systems get more complex, it's getting harder to understand how they make their decisions. This lack of transparency can lead to mistrust and make it tough to find and fix errors or biases. We need to develop AI systems that can explain their reasoning in a way that humans can understand.
That's a really important point. It's about making sure AI is used in a way that's accountable and transparent. But beyond the technical stuff, there are also social and ethical implications to consider. How can we make sure AI is used in a way that benefits everyone and doesn't make existing inequalities worse?
That's a complex question that requires careful thought. We need to make sure that AI is developed and used in a way that's fair, inclusive, and respects human rights. This means addressing things like bias in algorithms, data privacy, and the possibility of people losing jobs because of AI. It's about using AI to create a more just and fair world, not to reinforce existing power structures.
Those are all really important points. It's about using AI in a way that reflects our values and goals as a society. But with so much to think about, it's easy to get lost in all the details and lose sight of the bigger picture. What's your overall vision for the future of AI? What do you hope to see happen in the next few years?
I hope we'll use AI to create a world where everyone has the chance to succeed. A world where AI is used to solve our toughest problems, empower people, and create a more sustainable and equitable future. A world where AI helps us be more intelligent and creative, not replaces us.
That's a beautiful vision. It reminds us that AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. It's our choice how we use this powerful technology and what kind of future we create.
Exactly. The future of AI isn't set in stone. We get to shape it.
Well, this has been a really insightful and thought-provoking conversation. We've covered so much, from the technical side of AI to how it could impact different industries, the ethical considerations, and what the future of work might look like. But I think one thing is clear. AI is here to stay, and it's going to keep changing our world in big ways.
I totally agree. The AI revolution is just getting started, and the possibilities are truly endless.
Before we move on to part three, I want to remind everyone that we'll be looking at some specific examples of how AI is being used to revolutionize different industries, from healthcare to finance. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after a quick break. And we're back for the final part of our deep dive into all things AI. Before the break, we were talking about how AI's potential is like really shaking things up in a bunch of different industries. So now let's zoom in even closer and see how it's changing the game in healthcare, finance, and even creative fields like music and art. You know, the source material had some examples that were kind of blurring the lines between like what humans can do and what machines can do.
It is pretty wild to see AI not just doing tasks for us, but actually making humans even better at what they do.
Right.
Like in healthcare, AI isn't replacing doctors. It's like giving them superpowers. Imagine doctors being able to diagnose diseases so much earlier and more accurately than ever before, all thanks to AI tools that can, you know, analyze medical images and spot tiny patterns that we might miss.
That's amazing. It's like giving doctors a bionic eye that can see things they couldn't before. Mm-hmm. Is this actually happening now? Are there real examples of this?
Yeah, definitely. Researchers are already working on AI systems that can, for example, look at pictures of your skin and tell if you have skin cancer.
Wow.
And they're really accurate, sometimes even better than human dermatologists. These systems could be used for early detection and screenings, which could potentially save so many lives.
That's revolutionary, seriously. It's incredible to think AI could play such a huge role in keeping people healthy. What about other parts of healthcare? How is AI being used to create, like, new medicines and therapies?
Well, AI is speeding up drug discovery by analyzing massive amounts of data, you know?
Okay.
It can help identify potential drugs and figure out how effective they might be. Drug development has always been slow and really expensive, but AI is helping make it faster and cheaper to bring new drugs to market.
So that's a game changer for the whole pharmaceutical industry.
Totally. It could help us find new treatments for diseases that don't have cures yet.
That's huge. But what about the cost of healthcare in general? Can AI make healthcare more affordable and accessible to everyone?
Yeah, that's a major focus for AI researchers. They're using AI to personalize treatment plans, reduce the number of people who have to go back to the hospital, and even automate administrative tasks, which can all help lower costs and make healthcare accessible to more people.
That's really good news. It sounds like AI could make healthcare better and fairer for everyone. Okay, let's switch gears a bit and talk about finance. How is AI changing things in the financial world? The source material mentions some pretty big changes happening there.
AI is totally changing finance. It's automating stuff, catching fraud, and even giving personalized financial advice. Imagine having a virtual financial advisor who can, like, look at how you spend money, tell you how to save more, and even help you plan for retirement.
That would be a dream come true for someone like me who isn't exactly a financial expert.
Yeah.
But are these virtual advisors any good? Can we really trust AI with our money?
Those AI-powered financial tools are getting better and more reliable all the time. They can look at tons of data to give you advice that's specific to your financial situation. But it's important to remember that, you know, AI is still just a tool. Like any tool, you got to use it responsibly and still use your own judgment.
That's a good point. Don't just blindly trust the machine. It's about finding that balance, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What about the more complicated parts of finance, like investing and trading? Can AI actually compete with human experts in those areas?
Actually, AI is already being used by, like, hedge funds and investment banks to make trading decisions and manage those big investment portfolios.
Wow.
These AI systems can analyze market trends, find patterns, and make trades super fast, often beating human traders.
Okay, that's kind of scary. Makes you wonder if human traders will even have jobs in the future. But what about the risks? Could someone manipulate or hack these AI systems?
Security is a big concern in any area that uses AI, especially finance. Researchers and developers are working all the time to make AI systems more secure and protect them from cyber attacks. But, you know, no system is perfect. It's important to be aware of the risks and take the right precautions.
Right. That's true for anything involving technology these days. Okay. But let's not focus on just the scary stuff. Let's talk about the more creative side of AI. The source material talked about AI being used to make music, art, and even write stories. Is that just a fad, or can AI actually be creative?
It's pretty amazing how AI is pushing the limits of creativity.
Yeah.
While AI systems may not have the same, like, deep emotions and understanding that human artists do, they can still come up with new and surprising works of art, music, and literature.
Can you give me an example of, like, AI making music? I'm really curious about that.
There are AI systems that can create melodies from scratch, add harmonies to existing pieces, and even write entire symphonies.
Whoa.
Yeah, and some musicians are actually working with these AI systems, you know, collaborating to make music together. It's kind of blurring the lines between human and machine creativity.
That's so cool. It's like a whole new era of musical exploration with humans and machines working together to create something totally new. What about art? How is AI being used in the visual arts world?
Well, they're using AI to create some pretty amazing visual art, from abstract paintings to super realistic portraits.
Wow.
Some artists are using AI to come up with new ideas, explore different styles, and even create interactive art installations that that react to the people looking at them.
It's like AI is taking art to a whole new level. What about writing? Can AI really write stories that people actually want to read?
They're using AI to write short stories, poems, and even novels. And while AI writing might not have the same depth and nuance as, you know, something written by a human, it can still be pretty creative and interesting to read.
It's wild to see how AI is changing what we think is possible in creative fields. So, with all these incredible advancements, where do you see AI going in the next, like, 5 to 10 years?
I think we're just getting started with what AI can do, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. In the next few years, I think AI will become even more a part of our everyday lives, like with personalized healthcare, education, smart cities, and, you know, self-driving cars.
Yeah.
And we'll keep seeing big improvements in things like natural language processing, computer vision, and robotics.
It sounds like we're on the verge of a major change, like a technological revolution that's going to completely change how we live, work, and interact with the world. But with all this potential, we have a big responsibility, too. How can we make sure AI is used for good and that it benefits all of us?
That's the question we need to be asking. We need to be careful and ethical when we develop and use AI.
Right.
We got to make sure it's used to create a world that's fair, just, and sustainable, not one where the problems we already have just get worse or where a few people have all the power.
That's a really important point. It's about using AI to empower people, not control them. It's about solving problems, not creating new ones. It's about using AI to build a future we can all be proud of.
Absolutely. The future of AI isn't already decided. It's up to us to shape it.
This has been an amazing conversation. We've explored so much, from the basics of AI to how it could impact different industries, the ethical stuff, and what the future of work might look like. But I think one thing is clear. AI is here to stay, and it's going to change the world in ways we can't even imagine yet.
I totally agree. The AI revolution is just beginning, and there are so many possibilities.
And thank you all for listening to our deep dive into the world of AI. I hope you found it as interesting and thought-provoking as we did. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring this incredible world of AI.